Your station for Blackburn Rovers.
BBC Radio Lancashire.
I don't think there'll be any change in terms of Chris Brown or Jason Lowe. Lee Williamson will come back into it. He just had a precautionary left out with his back, but he trained yesterday, so he will be back involved. And then obviously Tommy Spur won't be available because of the injury that he picked up on Wednesday night. In this day and age, you know, we have to put the player's welfare first. And, you know, he was very, very groggy. He was slightly concussed. And so with the experts that we've got at the club, our medical team followed the procedure fantastically well. And, you know, they go through the processes to make sure that he's fit and able to recover and play for us again. But it won't be this weekend.
Have you been given a sort of time frame? You don't have a midweek game next week?
No. I would expect him to, like I say, as long as he follows the and passes the test that the doc does in Dave Fever, that he should be back available for next weekend. You know, he's recently got engaged, hasn't he? So it's a good job he's not getting married this week or next week. Although a couple of lads have said he's got better looking, but there you go.
Just on Chris Brown, he's having a nightmare, isn't he? Nothing really is going right for him since he signed for Blackburn.
It's been tough for the lads, yeah. He picked up the knee injury and then obviously he missed the big chunk. Got back last season, at the end of last season, and then it's something similar, but whether we're doing everything possible to try and solve the problem or locate what the actual problem is.
Have you got timescales on Brown or Lowe at the moment?
No, not so much on Brownie. Lowe, it's just putting a plan together, and you know he's been seeing play people this week and scanned to just, you know, find out the best plan for him.
You must be worried about that because he missed a lot of last season. He had surgery that I think everyone hoped had put an end to it, and it hasn't.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, there's the possibility that it might be just the result of the operation. And, you know, like we say, we have to monitor his load. It might just, you know, Lowe, he's first in the morning and last out. The amount of work that he does and puts into his game and the training that he does, he's pulling the reins on him a little bit. It might be as simple as that, but we're just making sure first before we go into that plan.
You would take the ugliest, scrappiest 1-0 this weekend, wouldn't you? The worst performance of the season to get 3 points?
I don't think it's possible with the group of players that we have to be like that. You know, it was the level of performances that we're playing, in my opinion, is probably the best that we've had since I've been in charge in terms of with the ball. You saw us against Fulham and the same again against the team that had just got relegated out of the Premiership. We were terrific. And I didn't say it in post-match, and I must apologise for it, but our supporters were unbelievable on Wednesday night in terms of the numbers, first and foremost, because of the fact that it was such a midweek game in London, having been down there on the Sunday. The noise that they made was unbelievable. And I think you always get a feel of how the games went, but how your supporters are. And, you know, at the end, I watched them clap the players and, you know, the level of performance.